evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Well, we're wrapping up another week here, and I think it's been interesting, and I hope you've been finding it interesting, too. We've focused on a lot of different issues, and in the last couple weeks I've been with you here on the air, and I hope you've been enjoying it. I've only had a couple guests thus far, but I'm going to be scheduling guests here in the near future and getting some other points of view on here. But like I said from the beginning, I wanted to start off the first couple weeks by just chatting with the audience and getting to know some people and finding out what you're interested in and finding out what you think about what I have to say, I guess. And, of course, we are going to have open phones tonight, so if you do want to call in, please do. That number, if you don't know it by heart, is 800-313-9443. And like I always say, keep your pen and paper handy, because you're going to hear a lot of good products advertised here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, and probably be mentioning websites and the names of books and so forth to come up in the discussion. So it's always good to keep that pen and paper handy. At the beginning of the, that's actually the beginning of my first broadcast here, I mentioned that I was going to be going on a forum on the Internet discussing the JFK assassination and specifically my book, Final Judgment, which many of you, I'm pleased to say, have read. And it, of course, deals with the topic of what I believe is a strong case for the involvement by Israeli intelligence in the assassination of President Kennedy, precisely because JFK was trying to stop Israel from building nuclear weapons of mass destruction, and more so because JFK was trying to open up things with the Arab world and try to strike a balance there and solve the problems in that very difficult region. Well, you know, I got up on this forum. It's, in case anybody's interested, it's the edgy. You can find it on the internet. It's the Education Forum. I think the address is educationforum.ipbhost.com, something along those lines. In any case, I was told that I'd be welcome to post there and present ideas and opinions about the JFK assassination. Well, folks, I want to tell you, within days, there were more people posting on that internet forum about me, not even about my book, really, about me, than there was anything else in the discussion. I mean, they have all these different forums on different topics, and one of the forum discussions is the JFK assassination, and there's like about maybe, I don't know, 20, 50, 100 different possible discussions about the assassination you could get into. But when someone started a thread about Michael Collins Piper and his book, it caused a commotion. We'll talk more about it when I come back. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Michael Collins Piper.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm here in Washington, D.C. Got a little bit of a late start tonight. One of my friends decided to call me just as the show was supposed to begin, and I had to explain to him that there was this great big worldwide audience waiting out there in Radio Land to hear what I have to say this evening. Well, coming back to what I said before we went to the break, I was scheduled to go onto this forum and discuss the JFK assassination on the internet. Well, I want to tell you, there were hundreds of posts by other people, and they were not even talking about the JFK assassination. They were talking about what I supposedly do or do not believe about the Holocaust. And that's never been a subject I've written on extensively, but everybody wanted to talk about the Holocaust, and they called me a Holocaust denier. Someone even went up on the internet and demanded that I say whether or not I endorse secession by the southern states in the 21st century, because AmericanFreePress.net, the website of the newspaper, the great newspaper that I write for on a regular basis, has a link to some organization I had never even heard of myself that advocates southern secession. Well, you know, I'm not quite sure what Southern secession or the Holocaust has to do with the JFK assassination, but I want to tell you, there were a lot of people that wanted to talk about it. Well, I made some preliminary efforts to make some postings about the JFK assassination, but you know, it all came back to the Holocaust. You know, and you know what I said, and this upset people too, I said, I'm tired of hearing about the Holocaust. It's boring. And you know what's interesting? There was actually a report prepared by an American public relations firm for the government of Israel within the past year or so that said exactly that. It said Americans are tired of hearing about the Holocaust. Now, those are not my words. Those are the words of a public relations firm retained by people in the Israeli government. So, in any case, ladies and gentlemen, I decided to bail out of that internet forum, you know. It's unfortunate because there were some very sincere people who got up there and they wanted to hear what I actually had to say about the JFK assassination. They didn't necessarily agree with what they think I may view about the subject, and some of them made it very clear that they didn't like the fact that I write for American Free Press or that I'd been associated with Liberty Lobby in the spotlight for many years, but they still were eager to hear what I had to say. Well, thanks to hysterical behavior by a handful of people on there, I opted out. I'm not going to waste my time because, you know, I'm pretty open to all points of view. I have my disagreements with people. Sometimes I express them. Sometimes I don't. But I always find it amazing that there are so many people in this world who are truly determined to limit discussion of Israel and the Middle East question to only points of view that are positive toward Israel and its behavior, and at the very least, somewhat mildly critical. So, you know, again, this is what we're facing here. You know, thank God there are independent forums like the Republic Broadcasting Network and American Free Press and many, many other independent publications. You know, I have a forum there. I have a forum here. I'm very lucky. I have a radio show. I've got books published. There's a lot of you listeners who've I'm sure written maybe books yourselves or who've written newspaper articles or been published on the internet. So, you know, thank God there is a semblance of freedom of discussion still left here, although we're completely shut out of the major broadcast media, of course. And, you know, this is something we all come to understand and we come to expect. But, you know, it's a very interesting thing to see. It's a very interesting phenomenon. Now, speaking of American Free Press, it's hot off the press today, and there's some very interesting articles in the paper this week. There's an excellent piece by Paul Craig Roberts, very popular columnist. He's asking what's right about the Bush wars, and he says Bush's approach is insane. It serves no legitimate purpose. There is no reason for it. Why is it happening? Well, I'm glad to hear a distinguished Republican like Paul Craig Roberts saying that about our Republican president, because I have used that term insane in reference to President Bush personally and certainly his policies. And, of course, we have a very interesting article in here by Richard Walker. He's a pretty well-known former broadcast journalist and television producer who likes American Free Press and the independent media as a forum in which he can write freely and not feel like he's going to be shouted down or censored. And he's got an interesting piece about the possible disaster that could happen if the United States goes to war against Iran, or if the United States coddles Israel and lets Israel do what it would like to do, and that is of course, attack Iran. We also have a very important first-hand account by Jim Tucker, my good old colleague from way, way back, Jim Tucker, who investigates the Bilderberg Group. Well, he's covering Michael News hearings here in Washington, D.C., Michael being the young Texan who refused to wear U.N. insignia, and the New family are still fighting and fighting hard, and, you know, we are going to have to hope that Michael will be vindicated. But, you know, here's a gutsy young guy who has the full support of his family and lots of good people all over this country who really believe that maybe the American military should look out for America first. And, you know, that's kind of an unusual thought. So that's just a little highlights of what appears in American Free Press this week. And I hope if you're not subscribing, you'll seriously think about doing it. It's a good newspaper. A lot to be learned in the pages of American Free Press. Now, we have a caller. I think we're going to go to him right now. We have a few minutes. Actually, we have a couple callers, so let's just roll right ahead. We have Bob in Texas. Bob, come on up.
How you doing, Michael?
How you doing this evening?
I'm a different Bob from Texas than the one you had on last night. I was hoping you'd go ahead.
Texas is a big state, probably a lot of Bobs down there.
At least two I know of. You know?
Okay.
You know, the thing that stood out to me when that guy called in last evening was this guy claimed to have a degree in physics and couldn't complete a sentence. And I couldn't figure out how you were going to respond to the guy because I couldn't make heads or tails out of what he had to say.
Well...
Well, I'm not kidding, and I'm thinking to myself, you know, the colleges today are no different than the churches today. All these people go there to worship a different God, education, wisdom, whatever, and they don't get it. And all the people going to churches today, they get the same useless information from their preachers as the kids going to college get from their teachers.
Well, you know, if I could interrupt for just a second, it's funny you bring this up because, you know, I was just talking about my experiences on this so-called I shouldn't say so-called education forum. But that's the name of it. It is the education forum. There's a lot of good people up there. But I did notice one thing that I would introduce a subject, and then people were either deliberately distorting what I would say, or else they just really weren't reading very carefully and maybe didn't understand what I was saying. And you know, that's part of the problem. I've said this before on the show, and I see where you're coming from with this.
Well, you know, it's almost impossible for people to be able to relate to the serious issues. You know, I'm going to tell you something. I've read a lot of your work. I'm looking right now. I subscribed to American Free Press on that $49 special.
Oh, good.
Got
okay.
A copy of your book, and finally got the American Free Press coming in on a regular basis now. And the reason why, I did it because of your book, not because of the American Free Press, but at the same time, I subscribed to the Spotlight years ago, and I would get information 5, 6, 7 years ahead of the mainstream media ever letting that stuff out of the bag through the Spotlight. And I was, as a matter of fact, a subscriber when all of the hell broke loose out in San Diego with Chief Collender and all of those boys. But, you know, last night on your show, you said, I'm not a very religious person.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not a religious person either, but I am a student of the Scriptures.
Okay. That makes sense. I can understand that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you go to the first book of Daniel, which is the story of the second captivity when the Judahites were taken up into Babylon, and when they're first exposed to the Babylonian teachings, the guy that's doing the teaching is a guy named Ashpenaz, spelled just like Ashkenazi Jew, only with a P instead of a K.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you can see the etymology of the words, and you can see that this Babylonian teaching that was what the Messiah was opposed to when he was walking the earth came straight out of Babylon, came right back down after that captivity, and expanded itself into Italy and Spain, and ultimately up to the Khazarians. And you can follow their footprints through history, and you can see what they have done. And you can't blame everybody. And, you know, I even say at some point that it's hard to distinguish. I don't even believe all of the people that claim to be Ashkenazi Jews are, in fact, Ashkenazi Jews. I don't think that everybody's really cognizant of their ethnicity.
Right. I believe you. I think you're absolutely right about that. That's correct.
But when you look at these neocons and you see their heritage, you know, it's kind of funny. I was doing some research on the Tsar's family when they were all murdered.
Oh, okay. All right.
And the guy who did it, his name was Michael Medved. Only in Russian it was Mikhail Medvedev.
Uh-oh, I hear some music coming up. You're going to have to hang on for the break here.
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, and I'm Michael Collins Piper. We'll be back in a minute or so.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you on Republic Broadcasting Network out of Texas, the great state of Texas. And we have Bob from Texas on here. Bob, we have a raft of callers coming in, including another Bob from Texas who may well be the Bob from Texas that you, Bob from Texas, were talking about. So if you have any closing comments, please fire away.
Well, I'd just like to say this one. Last thing, first of all, I appreciate your work because it's well footnoted. I've read Final Judgment, and you're accurate that the program that we're watching go into place today has been going on for 6,000 years, and the guys who started it knew they were never going to realize the finish. So it had to be something more than secular that somebody could appreciate in a lifetime. So it was spiritual, and it is Luciferian or satanic. But this state of Israel is a complete fraud, and if you go to the scriptures and you determine who were ethnically entitled to inherit the promises made to Abraham that nobody witnessed, that was just rumor that's in the scriptures. But if you go to the scriptures, you'll see that the Ashkenazi are descended from Japheth. His grandson was named Ashkenaz, the only two places you'll ever see that word. And they're not related to Abraham at all. And they make up 90 to 95% of today's Jewish population. So they don't have any claim under scriptural promise to Abraham. And this whole thing is a total fraud.
Well, that's what I always say. It's stolen property.
It is stolen. They're trespassers, and they've created a terrorist state. And I understand exactly what Kennedy was trying to do. And I understand why they killed him.
Yeah, well, that's, and unfortunately, he's not the only person who's been victimized for doing something, and sadly, he won't be the last either. So
it looks like Jim Garrison was really on the trail but didn't have the wherewithal to actually prosecute it.
No, I think that's a good way of summarizing it all, Bob. So Well, let me move on here.
Have a good night, Michael.
Okay, thanks a lot, Bob. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Although the other Bob from Texas, I suspect it might be the Bob who called last night, I want to move him up to the front of the line since he was the subject of the previous call, and we have, you know, we have an open forum here. So bring up the other Bob from Texas, if you would.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Bob. Are you the Bob that called last night?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Well, like I say, we're having the battle of the Texas Bobs here.
Well, no, he offended me a little bit when he said I couldn't complete a sentence. I know I'm not a good communicator, but most people who are good at math are not really good communicators.
Well,
listen,
Bob, you know what? I was actually going to say that myself.
Okay? And I just want to say to him that, you know, we all have our own ways of trying to understand God, okay?
Right.
Now, some people read the scriptures. Other people study the laws of the world. Because if God made the world, he made the laws. So if you want to know what the lawmaker's like, try to understand the laws he created. And so I see physics and math as a way of coming to know the whoever it was that designed and created this world.
Well, Bob, listen, if it's any consolation, number one, let me tell you that I understood what you were saying last night, and if you recall, I agreed with most of what you said.
Yes.
And secondly, I flunked algebra and advanced math and algebra 2 and I think geometry more times than I got toes and fingers. So, but
okay.
I somehow managed to string some sentences together. I think the bottom line of it is we all have our own strengths and we all have our own opinions, and you're welcome to call in here anytime.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks, Bob. Okay, there we go. Now we got Tony from Maine. Let's bring Tony up.
Are you there?
Hello, Tony. I hope you don't mind me pushing you aside. I wanted to let Bob get his 3 cents in.
Oh, no, that's fine.
All right.
You know what the question I had? I was wondering if anybody's ever done a proper investigation into the death of President Eisenhower.
That's an interesting question because, I just have always assumed that he was an old, sick man, and that's why he died. But, I mean,
do you know
something, or have you heard something?
Well, no, but, you know, he was a Mennonite, and they have high moral standards. He had that farewell speech about the military-industrial complex, and then 8 years later and 3 assassinations later, he ends up dead. And, you know, that's about the time it would take for him to start coming along, working on memoirs or deciding what he's going to, if he's going to speak out or say something. And I don't know what his health was or if he was, you know, old and had Alzheimer's or what. But
I'll tell you what, I think we're going to be having a break coming up here, so be prepared for that music to chime in. But I would just say this much. I tend to think his death was, from natural causes. And I would say, secondly, though, I would have to disagree with your comments about Eisenhower being a moral man, because I've heard enough about him and some of the things he did to German prisoners of war after World War II that were not really very moral. James Bach has written a book called Other Losses on that topic. I think Bach's name is spelled B-A-C-Q-U-E-S. His book is very, very hard to find, but it's basically documents the mass murders of, I guess millions. Perhaps I'm wrong on that figure, but millions of POWs who were shipped into Soviet hands at the end of the war by Eisenhower. Here's our break, Bob.
Well, that's entirely possible.
All right. If you want to hang on after the break, please do. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to a natural health and wellness. Don't just treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour,
$15 for 2 hours,
and $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right. Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Okay, here we go, ladies and gentlemen, for our second half hour here on this Friday evening. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C., right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have wide open lines right now, and anybody who wants to call in is free to do so. It's 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. You know, speaking of Israel, which I speak about a lot, as you well know, and seems to be a subject of great interest to our listeners, so I don't feel bad about talking about it. I should mention in today's Washington Post, there's a brief story about a minor corruption scandal that was swirling around Senator Arlen Specter, Republican of Pennsylvania. He's a big supporter of Israel, as you probably well know. He was also one of the guys who was a lawyer on the Warren Commission cover-up of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. He's a guy who invented the famous magic bullet that did all sorts of things down there in Texas on November 22, 1963, if Senator Specter and the Warren Commission are to be believed. But in any case, what I found interesting in this story, there was an allegation that perhaps one of Senator Specter's staff members helped her husband, who's a lobbyist, get federal funds for his company's clients. Well, this was originally reported in USA Today. Well, what's interesting in the Washington Post report is that it says that Senator Specter's staff, or a woman by the name of Vicki Siegel Herson, had been an appropriations aide to Specter, but 6 months ago she took a one-day-a-week job in Specter's office, quote-unquote, dealing with issues related to Israel. Now, I don't have my congressional handbook handy, but I'm not sure that Senator Specter necessarily needs one staff or even one day a week dealing with issues related to Israel. I wonder if he has a staff member worrying about issues related to Christians or issues related to Muslims. I'll tell you a personal story. Years ago in college, I had a roommate who worked on Capitol Hill, and he got a promotion. And I said to him, I said, well, what's your job title? And he said, Legislative Assistant for Foreign Affairs. And I said, hey, good for you. Well, later that evening, he called his mother up, and I heard him talking on the phone to his mother. And he was talking to her, and he told her what his title was. And I think he told her the real title, Legislative Assistant for Jewish Affairs. Now, my roommate happened to be Jewish, but it was kind of interesting that he told me it was Legislative Assistant for Foreign Affairs, but he told his mother what the real in-house title was, Legislative Assistant for Jewish Affairs. So, again, I asked the question, I wonder if members of Congress have legislative assistance for Christian affairs and legislative assistance for Muslim affairs and legislative assistance for Buddhist affairs. Probably not, but, you know, that's just my speculation. In any case, we do have a caller, Keith from Rhode Island. Keith, come on up.
Well, hello there, Mr. Piper.
How you doing tonight?
Oh, fine, thank you. Regarding Bob the physicist from Texas, I find myself having to grudgingly agree with most of what he says. Unfortunately, I think he's one of the more articulate, one of the few articulate and intelligent callers to the RBN network, which I find is a shame because it seems most of your callers just want to discuss these crackpot conspiracy theories or obsess on the Bible endlessly. And but unfortunately, Bob is one of the, even though I don't really agree with him per se, I find that he's one of the few intelligent and articulate callers to your show or any other show on this network, and that's really a shame because you have a forum here that really should encourage all sorts of diverse thoughts and opinions instead of the usual right-wing crackpot conspiracy.
Well, first of all, I'm not sure you can always equate right-wing with crackpot with conspiracy theories. Are there no left-wing crackpot conspiracy theories?
Well, it seems that the right is more they're more proficient at concocting these conspiracy theories than the left-wing is.
Well, that's kind of interesting because most of the people who first came up with the conspiracy theories about the John F. Kennedy assassination were considered left-wing. My friend Mark Lane was with the National Lawyers Guild, which is was often accused of being a communist front. You know what I mean? And some of the biggest critics of the Bush administration today and some of the people who are putting out the conspiracy theories about 9/11 are very much quote unquote liberal and self described progressives. So I don't know if that I don't think you're right when you say that the term right wing is accurately attributed to the term conspiracy theories. Now I guess your position is that there are no such thing as conspiracies. Is that correct?
It's easy to get caught up in. It's easy to lose oneself in conspiracy theories to the point where you run the risk of just basically parting with reality.
Well, let me ask you a question. Do you think that, I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but I just want to explore what you're saying here. For example, do you believe that Lee Harvey Oswald acted alone in the JFK assassination?
Well, unless we have some kind of solid evidence to the contrary, I have to say yes. There are lone kooks out there, lone nuts.
Well, there are indeed, but, you know, there have been quite a few books, and I'm not talking about my own. I'm talking about many, many other books written by fully responsible people who've pretty much, at least to my satisfaction and the satisfaction of most Americans, have pretty much said the whole Warren Commission's full of holes. Now, let me ask you another question, since you don't like conspiracy theories. Do you believe the entire government version of what happened in Oklahoma City?
I believe that Timothy McVeigh took his revenge out on a government that massacred, 84 people at Waco 2 years earlier.
Okay, and you think that's all there was to it?
Basically, it was an act of revenge against, by one patriot against an evil system.
Okay,
yes.
Well, let me ask you this then, just one more. Do you believe the whole government rendition of what happened on 9/11?
Actually, as far as I can tell, the government's been rather reticent to explain exactly what happened or why it happened.
Well, that's interesting because taking that position, you are kind of setting yourself up to be criticized as a conspiracy theorist.
I'm just saying that the government, the Bush regime, the Bush-Cheney regime, seems kind of reluctant to give us any specific, or even that that whitewash commission headed by former New Jersey Governor Kane, they seem to be very extremely reluctant to explain the why these attacks took place, and it's because of America's violently pro-Israel, violently anti-Muslim Middle Eastern policy.
Well, that's right, but see, you know, someone might say you're a conspiracy theorist because you said that.
I know, but see, there are like 500 million Muslims around the world who would agree with me.
Well, no, I agree with you. I mean, that's what my, I mean, at the very least, if even the government version is true, which I don't believe it to be true, you're absolutely right. They have refused to discuss why it happened. It's as though all of a sudden a group of Muslim fanatics one day said, well, let's, of course, Osama bin Laden is officially the ringleader there, that all of a sudden he sent out the word, let's bring down the World Trade Center. But now, let me just pursue this matter of conspiracy theories further. You know, what has always interested me, in the last several years, as more and more people have begun to become critical of the U.S. government, the activities of the FBI, the CIA, and so forth, we constantly hear people debunking conspiracy theories. But you know what's funny about it, and it is always in the broadcast media, you cannot turn on cable, you cannot open up, you cannot go into a bookstore and buy novels, all of these emanating from the mass media in America, all these novels and movies and so forth that are being put out there are presenting conspiracy theories. And then the biggest bestseller in the United States is this Da Vinci Code by, Dan Brown. That's a book about conspiracies. And where did the term conspiracy really get introduced into the American psyche? During Watergate, the Watergate conspiracy. So don't blame right-wing crackpots or left-wing crackpots for introducing the subject of conspiracy into the forefront of public debate. It's the mass media in America. Think about that.
My problem is just that it's easy to, it's like conspiracy theories are like wandering down a very crooked path into a thick jungle or forest, and it's just very easy to get lost in these conspiracy theories that have no real basis in reality. I'm just saying we should really focus on why things happen instead of concocting theories about why they happen.
Well, let me just leave it at that, Keith. And we have three more callers waiting to come aboard. I appreciate your call.
Thank you very much.
And you're an intelligent caller, and I hope you'll call back. Hey, let's go to John from Michigan.
Hello, Michael.
Hi, John. How are you?
Not bad. How are you doing?
I'm kicking along here somehow or another.
Oh, that's good. Just a quick comment on conspiracies. If you read the Bible's full of conspiracies.
That's
so they've
right.
They've been
yeah,
around for thousands
of
years.
Yeah.
But I have a videotape here called Oswald, The Backyard Photographs. And it's about the photograph where he's holding a rifle on a communist paper.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
And it says that they were fabricated.
Yeah, there's a strong belief that they were. There's a lot of other people who believe that there was a conspiracy in the Kennedy assassination who are kind of willing to admit the pictures are for real. But there's some real debate about it. You're absolutely right.
Well, when they showed Oswald the photographs at the Dallas police station, he said they were fake.
Oh, no, that's exactly correct. You're right about that.
Mm-hmm. And if they could do that in 1963, I could imagine what they can do today with computers.
I wouldn't even want to think about it.
You know, because, I mean, kind of frightening.
Well, you know, what I always like to point out is that, back when they were hyping up the war against Osama, the war on terror, they had talked about the fact that Osama bin Laden had 12 lookalikes. This was part of the effort to demonize him, you know, to say to people, oh, he's really bad. He's got 12 lookalikes, just like Adolf Hitler had 50 lookalikes and so forth. But then that whole theme dropped through the crack whenever they started introducing videos that were supposedly being made by Osama bin Laden. So, you know, I guess my question is, If he had all these lookalikes back before the war we launched in the war on terrorism, isn't it possible that maybe the CIA or the Mossad or somebody got their hands on a video or got their hands on one of the Osama lookalikes and produced those videos? I mean, I'm just throwing it out. I'm not saying that's what happened, but you see my point. It's the same thing. Yeah.
Right, and same thing with Saddam Hussein. We always used to hear about his dog.
Exactly. So, I tell you, I guess where I differ with Keith, who called in earlier. And Keith's a pretty sharp guy, I think. I would disagree with Keith because I think that there are very real conspiracies that are taking place. And, you know, sometimes people, you know, I've heard some what I personally would consider crazy conspiracy theories about various and sundry topics. And, you know, I guess what my approach on it is, well, I'll listen to what anybody has to say and then weigh it by its merits.
Well, you know, if you can think of it, it could happen. You know?
That's exactly right. Well, John, listen, if I could, I'd like to move on to
okay.
New caller here. Thanks for calling. You call again. I'd like to bring up Edward from Ohio.
Mr. Piper.
How are you tonight, Edward?
I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm kicking along.
I've read your articles and some other articles of some other writers in American Free Press, and
mm-hmm.
I just happened to glance at an article about you and tuned in for the first time this far, the first time I've heard your voice, and I'm happy to hear a man like you on the radio. Now,
a lot of people aren't.
oh, I know that, yeah. Now, if I may, I would like to give you some correction or instruction on one word, and this is really important, and I think you'll see how important this is.
Yeah, please.
Okay, it's the word Israel. Now, semantics are important, especially when people are dying over that one word and the word Jews. Now, I've read the Bible through probably over 10 times, and I've come across some things, and this is really important. There is a people in the Bible called Israel. There is also, in our day, a state that's called Israel.
Right, that's
does
correct.
Does that mean that the people that are living in that state that's called Israel and the people in the Bible that were called Israel, does that mean that they're the same?
Well,
people?
No, of course it doesn't.
Right, right.
And but see, you know, the problem with this is, now let me tell you something. For example, when I wrote my book, Final Judgment, and of course talking about Israel being involved in the Kennedy assassination, I got letters from people telling me, well, you know, it's a very good book, but you should have a chapter in there explaining that the state of Israel is not the Israel of the Bible. Well,
sure. This is very important. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well,
go ahead.
Yeah, but see, you know, here's the problem with that. I have enough trouble articulating. I have enough trouble just explaining the theory to audiences who have never heard anything like that before, then to try to introduce another subject which actually impinges upon people's religious beliefs and maybe is something then completely extraordinary. That's when you lose it. You see what I'm saying? That's where you, and that's what I talked about in the opening days of the show here, that one of the things I would like to focus on as we're talking about all these issues is not how we can express our ideas to one another, but how we can express our ideas outside the readership of American Free Press and outside the basic listening audience of the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because, see, that's what's important. You know, it's all well and good to debate what Israel means or what it really stands for, you know. And
yeah.
There's one problem with that. I can tell you, just you know, I've been around a lot of people over the years through my association with the Spotlight and American Free Press, and I've met literally thousands of people over the years, both here and abroad, for that matter. And I can tell you that you could take 100 people from all walks of life who all consider themselves Christians, and they'd all have some differing opinion about what Israel does or doesn't mean. So when I'm writing about Israel, I'm writing about the artificial construct that was established in the Middle East on stolen property in 1948. That's what most Americans think of as Israel, and that's why if we're talking about Israel, to them, we have to keep the focus on what they understand, not what we understand it to be.
But
you follow where I'm going with that?
Is it okay if I interject something here?
Yes, please do.
Okay. Now, what happens is, before I continue, let me tell you what I do, and then maybe I can explain myself.
Yeah.
I try to call that the Israeli state, which is different than the Israelites. Israelites are descendants of Jacob. Israelis are members of the state that's called Israel.
Okay, fair enough.
Or I will say, you know, the state called Israel or the Israeli state so-called or something like that. So I make a distinction there. Now, regarding people today that call themselves Jews, regarding the Ashkenazi Jews so-called, and I did it right just there, is I try to refer to them as Judaists rather than Jews, because the Jews in the Bible, I'm not convinced, are the same people as the Ashkenazi.
Well, Judaists. That's an interesting point too, because there you bring up another point that a lot of non-Jews are unaware of, and that's that even in the state of Israel now, they debate the question, who is a Jew? But listen, we'll come back to this after the break. We have about 5 minutes left, if I'm not mistaken, and we'll talk about it more. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth. No matter how controversial the issue, AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a one-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll-free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Wrapping it up for the week here in about 5 minutes. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We have Edward on the line here. Edward, you know, on the break I was thinking here, you know, just over the past few years, I don't know how many times longtime friends of mine, people who are not readers of American Free Press, people who don't listen to the Republic Broadcasting Network, people that just get their basic news and information from the regular media, I don't know how many times people have said to me, you know, Mike, all these years you've been talking about Israel and talking about the Israeli lobby, and, you know, I just kind of dismissed it, but now I finally understand what you've been saying.
Well,
and see, here's the thing. I'm not saying that I've convinced them. What I'm saying is that these people are waking up on their own. They're observing things, you know, even as it's reported in the mass media. And see, they're coming around. But I want to tell you something. You know, Keith has a point there, that a lot of my friends who agree with me on this problem called Israel, if they were to tune in Republic Broadcasting or read an article in American Free Press or some other publication that expressed the point of view that you've expressed, they'd say, what's he talking about? Now, I don't mean to offend you by saying that, but I'm just telling you, you know, I know how people react when they see things or hear things they've never heard before, especially if it has a religious tone to it, you see.
Yeah.
So that's why I say it's all well and good, you know, sometimes, even if you have a lot of information and you want to get it out to a lot of people, sometimes you have to err on the side of caution and kind of pull your punches and introduce it maybe kind of through the back door. But a lot of people, they hear it for the first time, you know, and it's like their reaction is, what's he saying? Jews aren't Jews?
It kind of sounds like that. Here's part of the problem is, it seems like when I talk to some people, I have to break down a brick wall, because see, when people hear the word Jews or Israel, if they've been reading their Bible, they think that these are God's chosen people.
Right. There's a lot of people, but I'm talking about people who are not even really caught up in that theory. I know a lot of people who say to me, they say they're the chosen people, but I wonder what they're chosen for. You know what I'm saying? So you know, this is the thing. Well, I guess, you know, what I'm saying is sometimes the religious approach is not the approach. And I think that's what Keith might have been saying here when he called in. Keith's a smart guy. I think I've talked to him on the phone a couple times before. I'm not sure if he necessarily agrees or disagrees with a lot of what he hears on here. He's pretty even-handed in his approach, but I think he made a point there.
Well,
I think he made a point that we can all, you know, we can all take some lessons from. So Edward, I'll tell you what, I got one more caller
here.
Okay,
go ahead.
I don't want to cut you off, but I have to do it. I want to bring up Ben from Florida to round out the evening. But you call back again, Edward. Ben, are you there?
Yes, Mike.
Ben, yeah, listen, we're gonna be wrapping up here real soon, so fire away.
Remember me saying that the woman heard the sheet sound like the sheet ripping on the young Kennedy's disaster with the plane going down?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, you rip the sheet, it sounds just like
yeah, well, you know what that sounds like to me, Ben?
A rocket.
That sounds like our music. We got to hang it up for the night.
Okay, it sounds like a rocket to me. Goodbye.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, thanks for your calls. Thanks for listening in. I hope we all learned something from each other here tonight. See you all next week. Thanks for tuning in. This is Michael Collins Piper on a Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm leaving, but keep RBN tuned in for the rest of the night.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stopTheFTAA.org.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.